Concerns over tax increases for businesses along the connective corridor in Syracuse has derailed plans to keep the new infrastructure maintained. Details from WRVO's Alan Abbott.
When it was time to vote on creating a new special assessment district for the businesses on the eastern edge of the connective corridor, Councillor Lance Denno tabled the resolution, essentially blocking a vote at today's meeting. He says some businesses would see their city tax bill double if this new district is created.
I don't think it's advisable. I don't think it's good policy. And I think we need to protect the small businesses that we have and encourage them to grow.
Owen Kearney of the City Sustainability Department says the extra tax dollars would pay for maintenance on things the city typically doesn't do, things like maintaining new landscaping or the sidewalk. Owen says these businesses are already seeing positives from their placement on the connective corridor.
This corridor is increasingly well-positioned, and I think it has started to benefit from the development around it.
This move could put at risk $500,000 SU is giving the city to pay for equipment. Lawmakers could revisit the issue in coming weeks. The connective corridor is a strip of cultural development meant to connect Syracuse University with downtown Syracuse. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.